Not all employers are doling out super generous benefits these days, but a handful are offering parental benefits that go way beyond paid leave. For instance, covering the cost of freezing eggs, surrogacy reimbursement, even shipping breast milk for mothers who travel. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports companies are doing this because they see it as a way to get the employees they want.
When she had her first child 3 years ago, Marin Vaughn, a customer manager for Clif Bar, worried about supplying her husband back home with enough milk to feed the baby when she traveled.
Nobody likes a hangry baby, right?
Vaughn schlepped it herself in suitcases filled with ice through security checkpoints. Now, with her second daughter, she uses Clif Bar's breast milk shipping benefit. She orders supplies that allow her to refrigerate and ship the milk back home.
So it just goes through FedEx overnight. It's super easy. I wish it had been around earlier.
Extra parental benefits are gaining traction. This month, Johnson & Johnson extended fertility treatment benefits to same-sex couples and increased coverage to $35,000 for full and part-time U.S. employees. It upped reimbursements for surrogacy and adoption to $20,000, and it also ships breast milk. J&J Chief Human Resources Officer Peter Fasello says the company has always taken care of its own.
We wanted to be a leader here in this space.
He says the benefits cost far less than, say, health insurance. They're short-term, and a minority of workers use them.
They're really not that expensive, to be very frank with you.
But family-friendly benefits engender goodwill and help with recruitment, retention, and motivation. It may not be a lot of money for the company, but it can be for an individual employee. Bruce Elliott is manager of benefits for the Society for Human Resource Management, or SHRM. He says the amount J&J offers is unusually high.
We don't really see a lot of that. You know, we'll see adoption support typically capped at about $5,000.
Elliott says rich benefits are more common in tech and finance. Ernst & Young has offered breast milk shipping for years. And last year, IBM, Accenture, and Twitter added it. Apple and Facebook started covering egg freezing 2 years ago. But the companies bolstering their family-friendly benefits are largely ones where talent is in short supply. Outside of those rarefied places, it's still uncommon. According to SHRM, fewer than a third of employers cover fertility treatment. Adoption and surrogacy benefits are rarer still and usually take the form of paid leave, not reimbursement. Ellen Bravo, executive director of advocacy group Family Values at Work, says 60% of women work in places without lactation rooms.
For them, it means squeezing into a bathroom stall, the most unsanitary place to pump milk.
Bravo says some employers won't even allow pumping in bathrooms. She cites a discrimination suit filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission this month by four female Frontier Airlines pilots alleging, in part, insufficient support for breastfeeding moms. A Frontier spokesman says allowing pilots to pump in flight could disrupt service, embarrass crew members, or pose a security risk. Though there are exceptions, most employment experts say there's a big generational and cultural shift toward parent-friendly policies. Kate Torgerson agrees. She founded Milk Stork, a company that handles the logistics of breast milk shipping, and says she thinks young parents are demanding more of employers.
They're ambitious about their parenting. They know about the value of breastfeeding. They're incredibly informed, and they're vocal about what their needs are.
Milk Stork launched less than a year ago. Since then, Torgerson says, the company has signed on a dozen corporate clients and is talking to many more. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.